Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. This weekend marks the beginning of college football season, and for many, a big part of any college football experience is halftime. That's when college marching bands take center stage, and some of the best in the nation are marching bands at historically black colleges and universities, like the Approaching Storm at Delaware State University. This fall, the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover celebrates that HBCU band tradition with a new exhibit called Battle of the Bands, with art by New Orleans-based artist Keith Duncan. And in this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny talks to the Biggs Museum's Director of Learning and Engagement, Kate Huffman, and its chief curator, Laura Fravel, about this exhibition.
Let me start by just asking one of you to tell me about this exhibition and what can people expect to see?
The exhibition is called Keith Duncan, Battle of the Bands, the HBCU Marching Band Series. It's organized by the Ogden Museum of Southern Art, and it is coming to us through Art Bridges, which is a national nonprofit that helps connect museums so that they can travel their collections and shows. And one reason we wanted to chase this show is because we in Dover are home to Delaware State University, which is nationally ranked as one of the top HBCUs. So even though the show is focused actually on Southern marching bands, I think there's a lot of local connections. The show itself is 45 pieces, most of which focus on these bands. There are 15 universities represented across the South, and 15 of those pieces are over 10 feet wide. They are huge. They are painted on fabric. They have collaged elements, but they focus on the pageantry of the marching band. Performers in full regalia, these kind of rhythmic patterns of figures going across the canvas, and at the center of each one is that drum major, who is, of course, the central figure, the action hero of every composition. But when you stand in front of these, you feel like you're enveloped in the action. You are part of it. You see figures coming from all directions, and they are brightly colored. But that is really the effect that the show has on you. And then in addition to those really large canvases, there are 15 portraits of each band's drum major. And for Keith Duncan, the artist, this is really the star performer. He grew up loving comic books, loving that feeling of the exaggerated action of the moment where you can tell how a figure is moving. And so many of these figures have learned steps that were passed down through their university that make them unique, symbolizing that university pride. So really those exaggerated motions are what he's trying to capture in these portraits.
And I wonder if one of you could talk a little bit more about the cultural importance of the HBCU band tradition, both kind of within HBCU culture, but larger as well. This is a big cultural influence, right?
It's an enormous cultural influence, and HBCU history is American history. Marching bands, as we think of them today, really originated in 1946 when Dr. William Foster incorporated dance steps, choreography, and showmanship into the Florida A&Ms, the Marching 100 routines. Before that, marching bands had really been more of a military tradition with this very staid carriage and emphasizing precision. And HBCUs injected that rapid tempo, the dancing, the choreography, the showmanship that we associate with marching bands today.
Kate, you're doing some outreach around this, and I'm looking particularly at a pair of outreach days coming up in October. Can you tell me a little about those?
Yes. So I came from art education, and one of the things that I really valued was the collaborative aspects of working with visual and performing arts teachers as a whole throughout the state. I think this exhibition provides an opportunity to connect all of those avenues together. So in October, on October 14th, and then again on October 21st, both Tuesdays, we're going to be offering band days, opportunities for students who are in bands, middle school to high school age, to come to the museum and experience this overlap with visual arts and performing arts and the expressiveness of it through this exhibition. In addition, offering opportunities for those students to engage with other aspects of performing arts into the college sphere, collaborating again with DSU a bit on that opportunity, bringing in local musicians and artists who create content that overlaps these different categories of visual performing arts, and showcasing that to the students, giving them ideas about career opportunities, expression opportunities, just avenues for creative beyond their current experience in the public school. So this is strictly a public school program right now. We're hoping to be able to fund schools and bring them here for these full day experiences and networking opportunities.
Looking at the 45 works in this exhibit, I wonder if each of you could just pick out one particular work that just really stands out to you, one particular work that really resonated with you.
So I went with Southern because Southern University is one of the two bands in the Battle of the Bands, also known as the Bayou Classic, which is held annually around Thanksgiving in New Orleans. It's also known as the Black Super Bowl. It's a two-day event between Grambling's world-famed Tiger Marching Band and Southern's Human Jukebox. And the reason I'm drawn to Southern is, one, I love the colors. It is bright blue. It is bright yellow. These are some of my personal favorite colors. The marching band painting that goes with it is actually the cover of the exhibition catalog. And when you walk in the show, is the first thing you see as you look down the long hallway of our show. The drum major is hidden off to the side a little, but he is in full regalia. He's got the high stepping going on. He has in his hand his mace, and his whistle is in his mouth. So it's got all of the elements that you expect from a drum major. And it is, again, mid-action. It looks almost like he's flying, that he's in such motion.
And Kate, what about you?
So I actually, when I first found out about this show, I was working with Dover High's jazz band that's come to the museum and done a few events here. Shalay Horn is the band director over there, and she is an alumni of Del State and was in the band at Del State. And I remember growing up, I went through private school. I didn't have the football team environment. So I used to go to Dover High football games, and I loved watching the drum majors. And the piece of the Howard University drum major just reminds me of a few things. So I actually sent this image to her when I knew the show was coming and said, you know, this is something you have to bring your students to. And there's a couple things about the piece that bring back sort of nostalgic memories for me of growing up in Dover, hearing Del State's marching band playing as you're, you know, driving down 13. I could hear it from my parents' house growing up, especially Saturday mornings before the games. Then there's the colors of the Howard drum major, this blue, red, and white, kind of tying back to that experience. And then the background on this image is like a picnic table. So it just gives that whole feeling of, you know, tailgates and food and movement and sound all sort of leading up to this experience of the football game for me.
I like to ask curators and art people that I talk to about exhibitions, artists and all, about what they hope the takeaway is from this exhibition. And in this case, I sort of want to ask this in two parts, one for each of you. And Laura, I want to ask you first about what you hope the broad takeaway for people who see this art is. And then I want to turn to you, Kate, and specifically ask about what you hope the takeaway is for young people who see this work. So let me start with you, Laura, and ask kind of about the broad takeaways.
Sure. Well, I hope that folks who come to the show reconnect with those memories, because everybody has an experience of being around a marching band, of going to a football game, of the pageantry of the halftime show, that in some cases that is actually more exciting than the game itself, not to diminish what the football players are doing. But one thing we're doing in the show that I really like is we have response stations throughout the galleries where people can share some of those memories with each other. So what do you hope to experience in this exhibit? The first time I heard a marching band, I felt, and then people can add their response. What I find valuable about experiencing music is, and then people can add their response. And I am curious to see that collaborative element evolve where people share memories, read other people's memories, and bring the community together through marching bands, because that is something that connects us all.
And Kate, what about specifically for the under 18 crowd, the students who are going to see this work?
I hope it encourages them to see the overlap between the fields of visual art and performing arts and really understand that they are very well integrated and, experiencing them together as you're growing up and learning about the creative avenues. It's going to open a lot of doors for collaboration and community building. So I think that that's really important. In addition, you know, when we're drafting those response stations, I think it's super valuable to allow other people to connect together through shared experience or, you know, new experiences. So having more community members in conversation with each other, especially different age groups in conversation with each other, sharing the value of experiences is really important for every exhibition, I think, that we'll do.
And then finally, the exhibition opens on September 4th, and a week later on the 11th, there's a reception. Tell me a little bit about that.
I believe it is for Biggs Museum members only. So we are, you know, encouraging people to become members of the Biggs. We have a free membership opportunity for folks in the community so they can be part of these experiences and stay in the loop with what's going on at the Biggs Museum. We'll have live music, there'll be food, there'll be opportunities for obviously viewing the work and experiencing the space and how it's going to transform with these pieces, which is something I think the Biggs Museum has never really experienced, is pieces at this scale with this kind of color, and it's going to be wonderful.
And if you are interested in attending that opening on September 11th, the Explorer level membership is free to sign up for on our website. You get added to our mailing list. You get an invitation to members only opening receptions, and then you get discounts at local eateries. So I think that's a great option to try and interact with the museum more. And it is, I think, rare for museums to have these multi-sensory exhibitions, that it's not just visual, that we're bringing in the sound, the music. So it's, I think, going to be a great event to come to.
Thanks to Biggs Museum Director of Learning and Engagement, Kate Huffman, and Biggs Chief Curator, Laura Fravel, as well as our Martin Matheny, for joining us on Arts Playlist. The exhibition Battle of the Bands opens September 4th with a members' reception September 11th. More information is available at biggsmuseum.org. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me, where our University of Delaware summer intern takes a look at how UD is prepping for the start of a new chapter for its football team. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.